Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Stewie Barlow. Morning to you, Stewie.
Morning, Steve. How are we?
Yeah, very good indeed. Right, there's a great little piece. We'll start with the Newcastle analysis, first of all. Most of the national papers have picked up on the fact that they spent a whole load of money but done nothing with it. So Chris Bascombe writes today in The Telegraph, the first impression of Newcastle's survival package is that they've gone shopping for luxury gadgets when it's an industrial strength vacuum cleaner they really need. Is that a good analysis of what you saw from Newcastle last night?
It probably is, mate, but it's like anything. You know, you get players who come in, yes, they have spent a lot of money, but they need a little bit of time to bed in. I know they're obviously John Joe Shelby and Townsend, they have been in the Premier League for a while now. But it does take a while to settle into your surroundings and get used to your new teammates. So we'll sort of give them a pass on that one. But it, as you say, it's a good analysis of them. But the bottom line is, Steve, we're only worried about our team. It's like last week, we were quite down. When I spoke to you last Thursday, we were down. And this week, obviously, we're, you know, on a bit of an upbeat temper, you know, feeling really good this morning. And I was just speaking to Matt then as well, and obviously scoring three goals and getting the clean sheet, which is, you know, the clean sheet to boot, and everyone's happy.
I want to talk about penalties, Stewie. What was your penalty record?
For Evan?
Yeah.
The first team took one, this one.
Oh, sorry for bringing that up. It must have been better overall throughout all your clubs.
Do you know what was really strange? Howard Kendall was the manager at the time. We played Man City. And we never, ever, in the first team dressing room, before the game, we never, ever discussed who took penalties or anything like that. It was just always sorted before. I think at the time, Tony Cotty was taking them and stuff like that. And it was really unusual. Before the game, he just come out with it. He just said, who's on penalties? And the changing room went quiet. And I just stuck me. I went, right, I'll have them. You know, straight away. I thought,
confident,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought, yeah, I'll take them. So anyway, I think we went 3-0 down. Got it back to 3-1.
Who was this against?
This was against Man City at home. Right. We were 3-0 down. And we come out second half. We absolutely battered them. And then we got it to 3-1. Then we got the penalty. And I could have made it 3-2. And what was even more unusual, one of the lads rang me the night before. He said, look, Tony Coton's in goal. He'll dive to his left. He's all left-footed. So I went to his right, and he hit the outside of the post. So I had all the information I needed. And just before I was taking the penalty, PJ Reid had come over and stood on my toes and started trying to put me off like that. But I just pulled it. I used to always go that way, you see, to Tony Coton's left, like to my right as I run up to the ball. And that was Tony Coton's left as he dives. So I was never comfortable going that way, if you know what I mean. I could have put it in the middle of the goal. I'd have scored, but...
You could have put it anyway. It's great how you spent 12 hours thinking about this as well. But you're in a confident sort of way, and then it doesn't come off. Was that Gladys Street End, was it?
It was a Gladys Street End, and it would have made it 3-2 at the time.
Oh,
you could see, they'd gone. They'd absolutely gone, Man City. And it would have been an interesting last 20 minutes. But we won't go on about my penalty.
No, well, how good was Ross Barkley's last night? Because... All right, you're 2-0 up. He can try that, can't he, to make it 3-0? That's absolutely fine. And when you pull it off, that has the air of absolute footballing arrogance. That's what we all want to see, isn't it? You can't do that at 1-0 up.
Well, it's like anything, mate. Yeah, but watching Ross over the last couple of seasons, when he first broke in, he was saying he's the next best thing. Then he went out on loan, got his experience. He'd come back. He was flying. And he went quiet a little bit last season. You know, whether he lost a bit of confidence or what, but... He seems to have found his feet this season. You know, he's really coming on strong now. His ability and his awareness of everything. You know, it's undoubted he's got massive ability. He's got huge ability, and he's going to be a great star for the future for Everton and also England. But as you say again, you know, it takes a lot of bottle to take a penalty, no matter what situation you're in, and to step up there at 1-0, because the way we had a couple of chances, the crossbar a couple of times. But you miss that penalty and they go down. You know, there's always a thought they may go down and then score. So it always takes a little bit of bottle to step up, and he did. And obviously, the confidence has flown over the last few weeks through his veins, and then he steps up and chips the keeper. But what I have to laugh at, it's hit the back of the net, and did you see the goalkeeper grab the ball? I don't know whether he volleyed at Ross or out into the stands or something, because let me tell you now, keepers absolutely hate getting chipped, whether it be a penalty. When we used to train, say you were doing a bit of finishing, you chipped the keeper. Oh, it was the biggest bugbear ever.
Was it a no-no?
Oh, it was a no-no. If you'd done it to Neville Southall, my God, you have to be a quick runner. He got you back. He might have took him a couple of days, but he got you back big style. But I mean, going back to Ross, it was a fantastic penalty. I'm sure when he faced, it was a little bit close to the crossbar for me. Like, you know, when you see it, you think, as a player, you sort of have a little, oh, I'm gone, and then, it goes under the crossbar. But, yeah, total confidence running through his veins at the minute. And I was just actually thinking about it before when you text to say, come on this morning. I was also thinking about the other England players as well. You know, your Harry Kane, Vardy, Wayne Rooney, they're all sort of coming good at the right time with the Euros coming as well.
Yeah, it's not far, is it?
I know, mate. So hopefully, Ross, if he can carry on in the vein he's playing now and the confidence he's playing with, hopefully he can continue that and stay in the English setup and also be in the side.
Top man. Thank you very much for your time. We'll speak to you next week. Cheers, Stewie.
Okay, mate.
Take care.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.